Hello.
Hello.
Come in.
No, I'm fine out here.
Come in for a minute. Is she feeling better?
Yes, thank God. Her hands are still a little bit red.
Oh no.
I'm very sorry for
What is
bothering
it?
you. Can you tell me the name of the doctor who was your friend?
Dr. Tavakoli?
Yes, him. Oh, can I please have his number?
For. All right. But maybe it's better if I call him myself because he's very busy. I can get an appointment for her for tomorrow.
No, I want to see him myself first.
All right. Is tomorrow okay?
Yes.
Why don't you sit down for a minute?
No, I
Have some
can't.
tea.
No, she's home alone. Don't forget to
No,
call.
I won't.
I'm very sorry for what
There's
happened
no need
today.
to apologize. These things happen. Let me know if you need anything
Goodbye.
else. Goodbye.
Please give your bank account to the doctor.
Bank account? Why?
He should put you on a big commission for sending him so many patients. Like some coffee?
No. Omid, I'm worried about that girl.
It'll take more than just worrying to fix her. Didn't you see her? She's not normal.
It seems to me there's something torturing her mind and her soul as well.
Yeah. She's suffering from a spiritual crisis. That's her problem.
All right, doctor. What do you prescribe for her?
Can I ask you something?
Yes, of course.
Do you know the difference between men and women?
In what
In
sense?
terms of how their mind works.
Oh, well, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Well, women live with their memories. I mean, they take all the bitterness of the past, all the hardships of the past, and they place it on the shoulders and carry it around everywhere. But men are the opposite.
They're the opposite?
Yes, the opposite. Whew, looks delicious. Men only remember times of happiness and pleasures of the past. That's all. We don't dwell in miseries like you women do.
That's why men always make the same mistakes.
That's why when grandmothers are telling one of their stories, it's always filled with pain, misery, suffering, sorrow.
And valuable lessons.
Yes, but when grandfathers are telling a story, it's filled with happiness, laughter, and valuable lessons.
Anyway, what does all this have to do with that girl? There's something in her life that's torturing her.
There's probably something in her past that's troubling her and she can't get over it. Some bitter and harsh memory.
How can you even separate the two? Good and bad memories are joined together.
I know you think that's not true. All I know is that this woman is dragging around a lot of bitter memories.
Well, that's why she's mentally ill. What will happen to
There are
her?
three possibilities. According to the psychological theories of Professor Banai, these kinds of people will either end up hurting themselves or they'll end up taking all their frustrations on somebody else, or they'll fall into depression.
They might take out their frustrations on someone else?
They will either kill someone or they'll kill themselves.
After the divorce, my father sold the factory and moved to Kerman. He paid my mother all the divorce fees. Then he remarried. He made a new life for himself. My mother later married my father's colleague. She and Hamid are in Ahvaz. I didn't visit them on this trip, although I did tell her that I wouldn't visit.
It was obvious from the beginning that they weren't meant to be for each other. How old is Hamid right now?
He's 17.
Why doesn't he come and live with you in Germany?
My mother won't allow it. Mahbub,
Even today, I still don't know whose fault it was. I've been devastated ever since the divorce. I wish I could die.
Today I talked about your friend Batul Kazemi. With a doctor.
A doctor? For what?
He's a psychiatrist. They say he's very, very good. I thought we could take her to see him, maybe.
No, no. Batul won't come.
Why not? If you say she's not feeling well, then we have to take her.
No, no. You know, Batul never leaves the house. She always wants to stay home.
But I already got her an appointment. She has to come. I even asked for a day off tomorrow so I could take her.
Batul won't go with you. She might go with me, though.
But you don't even know the doctor's address.
It's no problem. I'll get the address from you, I will.
All right, then. I'll give you the doctor's address.
Yes. Give me the address.
It's tomorrow at 4:00. You won't forget, will you?
Nobody loves Batul. I had an appointment.
What's your name?
Batul. Batul Kazemi.
Yes. Batul Kazemi. Mrs. Yosefi has told me all about you. How can I be of service?
Well, you see, I have this friend.
Tell me, do you always wear sunglasses indoors?
Oh, I apologize. Oh, I'm sorry.
Relax. Tell me, are you here to talk to me about someone else?
Yes. My friend wanted me to ask you a few questions.
Why didn't she come here herself?
She's not in Iran. She's in Germany.
Do you really think we can cure her problem from such a long distance?
She's not feeling very well. I even tried praying for her.
What's wrong with her?
Excuse me. I'll come back later.
Tell me your friend's name.
Ruhengiz Kamali. She thinks I've gone crazy. But I love her.
But you're not crazy, are you?
Well, that's what she says. She tells me that every time we argue.
What reasons does she have to call you crazy?
She doesn't love me at all.
Please sit down. Perhaps if you told me more about your friend, I can understand why she would call you that. I'm sure we can find a way to help her. You can trust me.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. Am I Ruhangis? Or Batul? I don't know.
A kitchen. A brilliant chef.
She said it's not spicy enough.
Yes, sir.
Who on earth told you to ask her opinion?
She said this morning she wants to taste the soup.
The kitchen, the food, and how it tastes are up to me.
In a famous restaurant whose manager is no one but his wife.
You're the one in charge of the spending.
This can spell nothing but trouble.
I have to consult Ali Magam.
Let it be a surprise for him, dear Minu. It's better if he doesn't know.
And he's in for a surprise. But the worst is yet to come.
Yes, I'm being interviewed for a live show. Isn't that great, my darling?
Yes. At first, it was very hard for him to accept me as the manager. But he gradually came around because I proved myself as a good manager, and he accepted my position. And he's been supportive ever since that.
Daddy, where are you going?
The beginning of a family feud.
Come on out!
Akbar, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like a child?
I'm the man in this house. Just me.
An argument between husband and wife.
I want you to go live on TV again and tell everyone that you were wrong and apologize. Otherwise, nothing will change.
The best and most delicious food in town can be found only in this restaurant. Or perhaps, the best and most delicious food in town can be found only in this restaurant. Or perhaps, this restaurant. The Chef on iFilm.
Missing? No big deal. Don't worry about it, darling. I'll buy you a new one.
Jahangir, don't joke. She left and never returned.
Where did she go anyway?
She left to go to the doctor, but she still hasn't returned.
And why did you let her go alone?
Because she insisted on it. I don't know. Hello? Hello, yes, it's me. Yes, that's right. Yes, sir. I know her. What happened? The police? Yes. Yes, all right.
What happened?
She's been arrested.
Arrested? What for? What's her crime?
Murder.
Write down everything you told me. Don't leave anything out. If you need anything, knock on the door.
They're here. She's not with them.
Huh. Mahbube.
What happened?
Hello.
Hello. What happened? Why didn't you bring her?
They said she needs to be locked up for now.
Did you get a chance to see her?
Yes, but they said they need to interrogate her tomorrow.
What happened exactly?
She turned herself into the police, and then she confessed to killing somebody.
She killed someone?
Yes.
Well, that seems to be the case.
That's what she said.
I'm so surprised. She didn't even look like she's capable of harming a fly. How could she have killed someone?
I'm not surprised at all. If she's crazy enough to stick her hands in hot pudding, she's crazy enough to murder.
Except Mahbube.
So, Reza,
did you hear that? Who did she kill anyway?
We don't know. They wouldn't tell us.
Then what took you so long? Why are you so late?
Because they would not let us go. They were questioning us non-stop until the last minute. Why is everyone standing outside? Why don't we go in?
Why is everybody awake?
Nobody could sleep. They came here. They searched the whole building and questioned us.
You all should have seen them.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Did they show you the body of the person she killed?
No way, of course not, sister.
Even if there was a body, they wouldn't take it there.
You mean they don't remove the dead body? They just leave it as is at the crime scene? That's awful.
Will you stop talking about dead bodies in the middle of the night, please?
If there is a body, then they'll take it to the morgue. They won't just leave it there.
Let's go inside.
Let's go inside and figure out what we do next. Let's go.
Don't be upset at Reza because of what he said. He's just a kid. What do you think actually happened?
I don't know. I just can't believe Ruhangis would do such a terrible thing.
I don't understand. Why did this happen?
Pray that they don't find the body.
What do you mean, body?
The person that Mabube's friend killed.
Marzi, would you please stop talking about dead bodies in the middle of the night?
The whole thing seems so strange. When I first saw Mrs. Kamali, she greeted me very politely and seemed like a pleasant lady. Then one day she goes outside and at the end of the night, the police call and say that she's been arrested for murder. Been arrested for murder? How can that be? The very thought is crazy. I just can't believe it.
It's not hard to believe at all. When she's got a loose screw in her head, then it shouldn't be surprising that she could kill somebody.
Stop it.
You know what?
Do you want to go inside?
The person she killed was a man or a woman.
Marzia?
Oh, Marzia. How could they know if it was a man or a woman when they haven't even found the dead body yet? That doesn't even make sense at all. I just don't
get it. The only thing we know for sure is that she decided to go and turn herself in voluntarily. Now, she actually confessed to murder. She says it was her friend.
So she killed a woman.
Oh, Miss Marple, will you please stop it?
Everyone says there was a murder, but if there was a murder, then where's the
dead
body?
Will someone give her a dead body so she'll stop whining?
You know, but she's right. Where's the person she killed?
She didn't know the exact address of where her friend would be. So they searched a few possible places but found nothing. Tomorrow, they'll keep on investigating to see if they can find a body.
Regardless of what happens to her, I think we should let her family know.
It's late, sir. We have to get up early for work.
Hey, Sitare. Can you please get me an appointment with Dr. Tavakoli? I want to speak with him immediately.
Get up, get up. Let's go.
I'm not going to be able to...
Do you want me to come with you?
I prefer cookies. Yes, that would be great. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Sit down.
All right. What's your name?
Ruhangis.
Your personal details?
Ruhangis Kamali. I was born in Ahvaz. 35.
Are you single?
Yes.
Then why did you write down that you're married and you live in Germany?
I used to live in Germany. Only for a few years.
Where are your parents?
My father lives in Kerman. He owns a factory. My mother lives in Ahvaz. They are divorced.
And who do you live with right now?
What?
I said, who do you live with here in Iran?
No one.
Why did you come to Tehran?
I came here to see my friend.
Take off your sunglasses.
I can't. The light irritates my eyes.
That's all right. Why did you kill Batul Kazemi?
I didn't kill anybody.
So then why did you confess last night?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
What's your friend's name?
But... Mahbube. Mahbube Yosefi.
But last night you said she's your family.
We're also distant relatives.
We searched her building as well. There were no bodies there. So where did you kill her? We didn't find any bodies at any of the addresses you gave us.
I didn't kill anybody.
Last night you said you did. We even have it in writing.
I don't remember.
Who is Batul Kazemi?
When I came back from Germany, I then called Muhammad.
Who is Muhammad? The one whose address you gave us?
We used to be engaged. Before I left for Germany. He works for an oil company.
If Muhammad was your fiancé, then why did you marry someone else?
I moved to Germany. It was my father who arranged for me to leave. Muhammad begged me not to go to Germany. Just before I left him. But I just don't know anymore. I don't know how I ended up in Germany. But suddenly, I ended up there. Muhammad came to the airport. And he said he would wait 100 years for me. But when I returned, he had married someone else.
Who did he marry? Batul Kazemi?
He told me himself. When I called him, he said that he's married. But then he hung up. After that, he never answered my call again.
Do you personally know Batul Kazemi?
I've seen her before. But it was many years ago.
And have you heard from her lately?
Last night you told us that you killed Batul Kazemi.
I really want to kill her.
Then why did you lie to us?
I don't remember.
We found Muhammad. Batul Kazemi died 6 months ago from cancer.